Mr. Herman.
Poop again! Party on, dudes!
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Extreme close up!
Welcome back in to the Radcast. I'm Steven.
Matt.
Yes, and we're doing a couple things we don't normally do. First and foremost, as you can see, we are doing back-to-back year-by-year retrospective episodes because we're talking 2003 today.
Which, if we're going to do back-to-back on any kind of episode, this is a good one.
Exactly.
People seem to like these.
Yeah, exactly. I thoroughly enjoy doing them.
Yeah.
So we're thinking for most of February, we're just going to rattle off more of these year-by-year retrospectives and get closer to the end of the 2000s so we can jump on to the next retrospective series.
Yep.
But for right now, we're doing 2003. For those of you listening right now may have seen we did 2004 last week. And I don't think in our time doing the show we've done back-to-back years.
I don't think so either. I think the closest we've done is maybe like two episodes between.
Like a few episodes between them. But we're doing 2003 right now.
Yeah.
And another thing we don't usually do, Matt and I are recording, at least with Matt and I just recording. We are recording two episodes at once in this session. We always champion transparency. And of course, us being transparent with you, the listener, we are recording 2003 and 2002 in this session right now. So you're listening to 2003, which should be out February 10th when you're listening to it or whenever you listen to it. It came out February 10th. And then 2002 will come out the week after.
Yep.
So whenever you're listening to 2003, you'll hear 2002 is coming out. And when you hear 2002,
It'll be 2002 is here.
2002. Everybody, we are well into. We have beaten Y2K.
We did it.
We're 2 years into the 2000s.
2002
right now.
Is here, baby. Nothing but possibilities.
Yes, exactly. Because you won't be able to record on the 10th, which is when we, or the weekend of the 10th, because we would have been recording it then. So, again, full transparency here. Look behind the curtain. We have no shame in giving you all a look behind the curtain.
Not.
We're not hiding anything on the show. But 2003, like with 2004 and all of our past and prior episodes and year-by-year retrospectives, we go over some of the big events, deaths, movies, music, television, video games this time around in the 90s.
Spunks.
We did comic books, sports.
Yeah.
So all the various ins and outs of certain years. Before we get into 2003, Matt, why don't you let everyone know where they can find us?
You can find us for social media. You can only find us on Instagram. We're at the Radcast. Cast is spelled with a K, and the Radcast is all one word. And then any major podcast apps, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of them. We're there, and wherever you can, please rate and review. It really helps us out.
Thank you very much. And if for whatever reason you don't want to comment or rate or review on any of those podcast apps, reach out to us on Instagram on the handle Matt just gave you and let us know how you feel about the episode. There are many of you out there who, for 2004, as of right now, when we're recording this, one Jake Vilawald reached out to us about 2004. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Jake.
Yeah.
Thank you for reaching out to us and anybody who, in between when 2004 came out and when this episode drops, thank you to anybody who reaches out about the
Annie
episode.
Annie Horner. My girlfriend.
Yes, Matt's girlfriend. Dan Wright liked my story, so that's a form of reaching out.
Yeah.
It's usually Matt who likes my stories.
Yeah.
And he does this show with me.
I genuinely just like everything you post, Steven.
Same. I just want to know I support you.
I just want to know that I'm supported.
I just want to know that I support you for my own benefit.
I check that box every day.
Okay, I'm supporting them. Good. I can sleep now. You're at work. Wake up. Anyway, 2003. Some people who aren't waking up anymore. As if we couldn't.
Oops.
As if we couldn't have been more cold about how we walked into that for 2004. 2003. Some celebrity deaths. So that's how we start these episodes. a big one. There were some really, really big ones.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, of course, he wasn't the first person to pass away in 2003.
Right.
But Johnny Cash.
Ooh, man.
A crossover legend between... Yeah. Of country and of, you know, the mentalities and attitudes of rock and roll, and just a really subversive at times, but also progressive,
especially for the times in which he was in the spotlight.
Yeah. But also a really progressive musician, but while also being a man who has this great redemption story.
Yeah.
And even into his 90s, and even posthumously had hit selling records that he produced that were produced by Rick Rubin, and is someone who embraced current music.
Yep.
I mean, we'll talk more about it in 2002, but his cover of Nine Inch Nails is Hurt.
Yeah.
For me is the greatest cover of all time.
Yeah. And it's telling when the original artist hands it over to you and is like, this isn't my song anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is your song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails did.
Yeah.
He's like, that's Johnny's song now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a revolutionary musician who has an amazing story and just was relevant for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, yeah.
His influence is just... far-reaching.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So I definitely remember when Johnny Cash passed away. In 2003, the first half of 2003, Matt and I were 11 in the fifth grade. The last half of 2003, we were entering sixth grade.
Sixth graders. We're sixth graders.
12 years old.
Head of the class.
We rule the school.
I'm a grown-up now.
I have braces now.
Me too.
Yep. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
But yes, I remember... when Johnny Cash passed away, there's a few people that I was like, I remember the news reports on these people passing away.
People Magazine.
One of those people, the legendary Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Katharine Hepburn. I just want to ride my bike and go pick blueberries. I just want to pick blueberries all day long.
Yes. Those are impressions of impressions.
Yeah, but she's a legendary actress.
Oh, yes. Who a lot of people would consider the greatest actress of all time.
Yeah, we did Marlon Brando last week.
John Ritter. The much loved John Ritter.
That was shocking.
Because at that time, he was on a hit TV show.
Yeah.
Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter, which just became Eight Simple Rules.
Yep.
And it was tragic.
Totally. Very well liked.
Mm-hmm.
Just he wasn't like superstar Academy Award winning actor, but a great actor.
Oh, yeah.
And just... a good person.
Mm-hmm. He had those roles that he really shined in.
For sure.
One that comes to mind is in Sling Blade.
Yeah.
But he was great in that movie.
Yep.
And then Kiss Me, Fat Boy.
Kiss Me, Fat Boy.
Part two of the 1990 It miniseries.
And I shouldn't say not an Academy Award caliber actor.
Yeah.
He wasn't like the big popular actor of that day, just constantly working, was just very good at his job.
Yeah, he wasn't going to be winning anything for Problem Child 2.
No.
But, I mean, he's Jack Tripper in Three's Company.
Yeah.
And probably could have been Jack Reacher
if he wanted to be. Hell, Bob Odenkirk became an action star late in his life.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe John Wick?
Ritter? John Ricker?
Such a lazy...
His death really was very, very sad.
Oh, man.
Another man who, for me, like...
Ricker?
quite literally a saint on this earth, Fred Rogers.
Mr. Rogers,
who still to this day never fails to have some of his messages of self-love, his messages of loving your neighbor, his messages of loving the quote-unquote other and being genuine about it. Someone who through the 40 years he was on TV, genuinely that love and that warmth from him came through the screen and changed so many people's lives in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Well, especially at the time it was out, obviously this would change later, but children weren't super valued. Like you had children, but there's the popular phrase, a kid should be seen and not heard sort of thing. And he put he like looked at kids and he's like, you have value. Mm-hmm. You can change the world. Yep. You can do it, you know. So in a way, putting value on kids mm-hmm. as like, you know, little people mm-hmm. who have potential to be great, I mm-hmm. guess.
Yeah.
So just sort of, just and not just one of those people that you never hear a bad word about.
No.
Ever.
And there's something to be said for him that his still has an indelible mark on mm-hmm. so many people's lives and on culture as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, I never fail to get emotional when if somebody on Instagram yeah. reposts a message of like self-love that yeah. Mr. Rogers oh, yeah. is giving.
He treated people like people mm-hmm. of all ages.
Yep.
He talked to kids like they were people.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't an act.
No.
Either. Someone who was genuine in her convictions and that made her a legend mm-hmm. in the music world, Nina Simone.
Yep.
Charles Bronson. Yeah.
Hey, mommy, how about a cookie?
How about a cookie?
No dice. This ain't over.
Isn't it Branson, Missouri? This is Bronson, Missouri.
The Simpsons.
Never failed to get a giggle out of me, but a man who definitely was
a grizzled like,
action
tough
star,
guy.
Tough guy. Throughout the 50s and 60s, yeah. but then had definitely a resurgence throughout the 70s and into yeah. the 80s with
Death Wish.
The Death Wish films and yeah. movies like Death Wish.
Definitely very Steve McQueen type or esque to where he wasn't overly muscled.
Yeah.
But he just had like a smooth presence about him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, like we said, a legit tough guy. Like, yeah, he wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger, but mm-hmm. he could probably still kick your ass kind of thing.
Yeah, a mustachioed yeah. shit kicker.
Yep.
Gregory Peck. Someone who was yeah. mustachioed shit taker in The Omen. Mm-hmm. But
oh,
no,
yeah.
legendary actor, yeah. Roman Holiday,
yeah.
The Omen.
Yeah.
Almost said One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, To Kill a Mockingbird.
it's the same thing.
And one of my favorite roles, Captain Fear. Cape Fear.
Cape Fear.
With Robert Mitchum.
Yeah, the original Cape Fear.
The original Cape Fear. Jonathan Brandis.
Oh,
who,
man.
When I was a
yeah.
kid, like, I was familiar with suicide, self-termination.
Yeah.
But Jonathan Brandis, to me, as an older adolescent, was one of my first bits of awareness to
yeah.
it. Because we were familiar with him from Sidekicks
yeah.
with Chuck Norris, from
yeah.
Ladybugs
yeah.
with Rodney Dangerfield. And I was like, Jonathan Brandis, that guy,
yeah.
that one guy?
He was like, what, 23 when he died?
He was really young.
Yeah.
And he unfortunately committed suicide.
Yeah. Yeah.
June Carter Cash.
Yeah.
Who that was one of the things where some people would argue she passed away before Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Johnny Cash's wife.
Johnny Cash's wife,
if you
June
don't
Carter.
Know.
Yeah, yeah, June Carter Cash. Their love story has been chronicled in so many ways. One of them, Walked the Line.
Yep.
But also it's one of the most beloved mm-hmm. love stories of just genuine love for
yeah.
two people have with one another. Romantic love.
Right.
I mean, love of all.
Sure, stuff. Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to explain to you.
Yeah.
But June Carter Cash, she passed away before Johnny, and some would argue that Johnny just, he passed away not long after, mm-hmm. just, there was no reason to go on
yeah.
for him. He did everything, but he loved no one more than June Carter,
right.
so
right.
died of a broken heart, essentially.
Yeah.
Someone who would help his brothers sing about broken hearts, Maurice Gibb.
Oh, yeah.
One of the famed Bee Gees.
Yep.
Bob Hope. You want to talk about
an institution.
An institution and something like comedy.
Yeah.
And an American iconography. Bob Hope, the term institution, I think no better applies to anybody
yeah.
than Bob Hope.
Yep.
When it comes to that, not only is he a legend of comedy and part of comedy teams by himself, mm-hmm. also the military. He made so many USO
yeah.
tours, almost
yep.
almost as well known as someone who would do these USO tours.
Yeah.
But Bob Hope mm-hmm. passed away. Another institution, Barry White.
Oh my gosh.
Barry White.
Yeah.
He became a verb in and of himself, you know, have a Barry White voice, and
yeah.
you play the, it's a Barry White type this and a
yeah.
Barry White this.
Yeah, super, you know, smooth soul songs, you know, baby making music.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Large, wonderful black man with a
R&B,
great
yeah.
head of hair
oh, yeah.
who just sang about just making love.
He helped drive the snakes out of Springfield.
exactly. Whacking day. Another person who sang about love, Robert Palmer, and how he was
yeah.
addicted to it.
Yeah,
not only was he a great solo musician, he
Power
also
Station.
Power Station.
Yep.
Buddy Epson.
Yeah.
Jed Clampett, Barnaby Jones.
You too, Barnaby Jones.
Robert Stack, the host of famous host of Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
Gregory Hines.
Oh, tap dancer.
Tap dancer.
Actor.
Yep. Warren Zevon, Werewolves in London.
Yep.
Miss Elizabeth. Elizabeth Hewlett, the first lady of wrestling.
Yep.
Some would consider her the first of what would become these beautiful women, you know, bringing these wrestlers to the ring. She, of course, wasn't the very first, but she was in the WWF.
Of national exposure. Yeah. She was married to Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, she ushered in this era that would soon make her, I guess, the pioneer of the divas, quote unquote. Yeah. Buddy Hackett. Mm-hmm. Famous musician. Nell Carter.
Musician?
Comedian. I'm sure in the 1970s,
I'm sure he had an album. Yeah.
Everybody had. Jerry Lawler had an album.
Yeah,
on
fuck
subject
that
of,
guy.
Yeah, of wrestling. Nell Carter from Give Me a Break.
Yep.
Herb Brooks, the head coach of that famous 1980
talked about Miracle
on
week.
Ice team.
Yeah.
He and his daughter, I think he was in a car accident.
Okay. Yeah.
So it was a car accident while the movie was being made.
Yeah.
And there was a little in memoriam at the end of Miracles.
He didn't see it.
He lived
it. Yeah.
Michael Jeter, one of the Mr. Noodle's brother.
Yeah.
On Sesame Street. He also in the Green Mile.
Yep.
Famous character actor. He was in
Derek's dad. Derek Jeter's dad.
Oh, yeah. He was in the Green Mile, Patch Adams.
Yeah.
A guy famous for his mustache.
Yeah. A bazooka.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Art Carney, Honeymooners.
Yeah.
Tim Treadwell.
Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. For a virtual wow.
Yeah.
The junk dealer from Star Wars Holiday Special. Tim Treadwell. He was the Grizzly Man.
Yeah.
Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig.
Oh, man.
Love Mr. Perfect.
So good.
Someone who in a different era, someone now would be a main eventer, would be a world champion.
Or he'd be relegated to the Dolph Ziggler position.
Yeah. But someone who was absolutely
perfect.
Oh, love Mr.
So
perfect.
Good.
Michael Hegstrand, who is also Hawk.
Yeah.
From the famed
You Hawk
Road Warriors. Yeah. Yeah. No, different Hawk. Hawk, of the hawk and animal variety.
Right.
Lynn Thigpen, the chief, and Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Althea Gibson, the first African-American woman to win a tennis grand slam.
Oh, nice.
Lana Clarkson, B-movie actress and model, but more notably known as murder victim of Phil Spector.
Right.
Earl Hyndman, who is Wilson in Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Otto Graham. Former Cleveland Browns QB, three-time MVP, highly decorated NFL Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Fred Berry, he was rerun Stubbs and What's Happening.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Goddard played Kano in the Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah.
Jordan Jump? I think it's Jordan Gump. Gordon Jump. Gordon Jump. He's rolling over in his Maytag size grave because he was a Maytag man.
Yeah.
He was
Can
also,
I get a jump?
He's also the bike shop owner in the infamous episode of Different Strokes.
Oh, yeah. I knew I recognized him.
Yeah. I said the exact same thing. Bobby Hatfield. Noel Redding, who's the bassist for the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Edwin Starr.
Oh, yeah.
War. What is it good for?
Yep.
Also, 25 Miles from Home.
Yeah, great song.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Yep. And Kindergarten Ninja.
Yeah, that's right. Man, I wish that I didn't like that movie as much.
I know, right?
George Plimpton, who is a famous journalist.
He
was one of the talking heads in Ken Burns' Baseball.
Yes.
And a hot plate. Like, kind of talking.
Good for soup.
It was American Baseball.
Every time I heard his voice, I was like, is that the hot plate guy
from
The
Simpsons?
When
Lisa was in Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
Also, the return of the Krusty the McRib.
Yeah.
Michael Kamen.
Oh,
famous music conductor famous composer.
Yeah.
He did the score to Die Hard. But also, I had first heard of him as the music conductor for the San Francisco Symphony when Metallica played with
them. Yes, S&M, their S&M album.
Mm-hmm. Classy Freddie Blassie.
Ah, he puts on that geek.
Exactly. Larry Doby, the first African-American man integrated into the American League.
Yes, he should be held on the same pedestal as Jackie Robinson.
Exactly. He went through the same amount maybe if not more,
right,
of the hardships and issues Jackie Robinson did.
Yeah.
He just never got as much of the credit or right. recognition.
Yeah.
Like you just
not
said,
taking anything away from Jackie
absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely not.
At
both
all.
Both men deserving Hall yeah. of Famers, both pioneers,
yep.
Both trailblazers.
Yep.
But I think Larry Doby should be
yeah.
recognized just as much
yep.
as Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Stu Hart,
yeah, get this guy.
Yeah, the dungeon, down to the dungeon.
Like the stretch, grown, sweaty
rhino.
Man in,
yeah.
in his dungeon.
The
matriarch,
the matriarch,
or patriarch,
the patriarch.
Patriarch of the famed Hart family,
the wrestling,
Canadian wrestling
Hearts, the founder of Stampede Wrestling,
yep. wrestling, royalty, in Calgary
oh, yeah.
and all of Canada.
Yep.
Idi Amin, the infamous Ugandan dictator,
mm-hmm.
Warren Spahn,
yeah,
pitching legend
pitcher.
From the Milwaukee and Atlanta
yeah.
Braves, Hall of Famer, Robert Atkins,
mm-hmm.
the Atkins diet, Donald Reagan, so not Ronald
not,
Reagan.
But Donald Reagan, are they related?
No, I don't know, but I know Donald Reagan is also a politician.
Donald is this more left-leaning
yeah.
brother.
Exactly.
I call him Donald Duck. Because he's a quack.
<It's>
a Jelly bean me.
As much as I don't want to give Ronald Reagan credit, I actually feel like he had some of the best comedic timing of any president.
Sure, well, he's an actor.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And finally, Wesley Wills. He sang the popular songs Rock and Roll McDonald's and yeah. I kicked Batman's ass. That's where he just progressively gets more emphatic that he kicked Batman's ass
thank
as
you
the
for
song
your,
goes
thank
on.
Thank you for your contributions.
Yes.
Rock and Roll McDonald's.
I think out of every song that I love music and
yeah.
that would never ever crack my top 1,000 favorite
no.
songs, but I sing it more than almost any song I've ever heard.
I love a good novelty song.
Rock and Roll McDonald's. Rock and Roll McDonald's. Rock and Roll McDonald's. McDonald's will make you fat. It'll put pounds on you. They sell quarter pounders. It'll put
pounds
on you.
Nope, McDonald's is a place to rock.
Everyone comes from all around to listen to the rock music. I think we may put Wesley Wills as the outro song here for this episode.
Yeah, I agree. I like that.
Those are the deaths of the year 2003.
Yep.
The most famous or infamous
yeah.
deaths of 2003. I'm looking at you, Idi Amin.
Yep.
You are so Idi Amin-y, mean guy.
What else happened in the year 2003?
I got good jokes.
So the United States Space Shuttle Columbia disaster.
I remember when that happened.
Yeah, so on February 1st, NASA's STS-107 mission carried 7 crew members into space where they conducted scientific experiments for 16 days, and then it disintegrated upon reentry.
I remember.
Which is just so terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Because when I was looking through some of the notable deaths of 2000
yeah.
deaths of 2003, it had all the astronauts
yeah.
and I saw just astronaut on the Columbia. I was like, that's
yeah.
right, the Columbia incident happened. I remember
yeah.
it not leaving the news in our house whenever
oh,
that
yeah.
happened.
Yeah. The new United States Department of Homeland Security officially begins operation.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know if you know anything about 2003 and American history in
yeah.
2003 and world events 2003. There's a lot that went on concerning war
yeah.
and Iraq and tightening our safety measures.
Fear mongering.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In no uncertain terms.
Yep.
Saddam Hussein, former president of Iraq, is captured in Tikrit by the U.S. 4th Infantry Division. The Do Not Call list starts providing consumers on June 27th with an opportunity to limit telemarketing calls.
Mm.
Which not like it works anyway.
No, you could just angrily be like, please do not call me, get me off your list, and then like a day later they
yeah,
call
put
you.
Me on your do not call list.
Yeah, nobody listens.
No, especially me, because I hang up because
yeah.
you put them on your list.
Mm-hmm.
Armed undercover sky marshals are used in aircrafts to prevent terrorist attacks following 9/11. Americans rename French fries to freedom fries.
God, I remember that.
And protest to France's stand on Iraq. The ABC's 2020 airs the controversial Granada television documentary, Living with Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Keiko, the orca made famous by Free Willy, dies.
Okay. I was wondering where you were going with that.
I was like rereading it, and I was like, am I missing something? Because yeah. I thought I was like, anyway.
She croaked like her frog brother.
Yeah, like her frog brother from the, she's an whales are amphibians.
Let me tell you, hear you me, whales are amphibians.
We're spread the news.
In line with American propaganda of 2003, I am spreading this 20 years later.
Whales are amphibians.
Whales are amphibians. Let's get the shirt made.
You point out, you can say, let's get the show on the roll, on the road. Yeah.
Whenever, if we ever go to video, you will see how much Matt and I point off to nobody.
Yeah. There's a lot of it. A lot of hand motions. Yeah.
Oh boy, you can't wait. I'm already telling you, listener, how to feel. The Recording Industry Association of America files copyright lawsuits against internet users for trading songs online. Apple launches iTunes, which becomes a major success, selling 10 million songs within 4 months of launch.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. A white tiger attacks Roy Horn of the duo Siegfried and Roy, leaving him partially paralyzed.
He lived. We can laugh about it.
He's fine.
He's dead now.
Yeah, he can't defend himself.
He's dead already.
J.K. Rowling's fifth Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, is released. The last old-style Volkswagen Beetle rolls off its production line in Puebla, Mexico. Mm. Italy suffers a near countrywide blackout when electricity supplies fail.
Everyone, we need more kites. Please, please get your keys and your kites and meet me in the town square pronto.
Please.
Stat.
Mamma mia.
Yes.
Anyway, a car bomb attack in the holy city of Najaf, Iraq, has left nearly 100 dead, including a leading Shia Muslim politician, Ayatollah Hakim. Hmm. Justice Roy Moore is suspended when he refused to take down the Ten Commandments from an Alabama state justice building.
Big old eye roll on that
roll
one.
My eyes.
Roll the eyes.
Roll my eyes like the stone away from Christ's grave.
Oh, yeah. 3 days later. Where is he?
Yeah, baby. He's not here anymore after 40 days, let me tell you.
No way, baby.
That was Mary and the other lady at the scene
Everybody,
of the crime.
Yeah, the two Marys. And they're like,
at the
where
tomb.
Is he? And they're like, he's gone. You got to go.
You got to go.
Exactly.
Roman soldiers are funny people. Anyway, Hurricane Isabel claims 40 lives and leaves 6 million people without power. Kyoto Protocol in danger of failing following International Climate Conference in Moscow. Terrorist bomb in the United Nations Baghdad headquarters. The Human Genome Project successfully completed with 99% of human genome sequenced to 99.99% accuracy. Mm. Secretary of State Colin Powell.
Colin Powell.
Conneling is rise.
From the Chappelle Show.
We had several Chappelle Show references last week.
Mm-hmm.
Secretary of State Colin Powell urges the UN Security Council to move against Iraq due to possession of weapons of mass destruction. Mm. In the biggest blackout in the history of North America, some 50 million people in the northeastern states of U.S. and southern Canada lose power. The space probe Galileo makes a fiery dive into Jupiter's...
Here I go, baby! What? Kamikaze, baby!
The big bomb dropping out of the plane and Doctor Strange love.
Yeah.
Again, space probe Galileo makes a fiery dive into Jupiter's atmosphere.
Much like Galileo would have wanted it.
Exactly. It was into Jupiter's atmosphere. It was launched in 1989 and is one of the most successful NASA projects. Arnold Schwarzenegger is elected governor of California.
That was huge.
Oh yeah. Libya agrees to give up chemical weapons. Concerns continue to grow over possible Asian bird flu outbreak, also known as avian influenza.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Bird flu.
The primary rationalization for the Iraq war was articulated by a joint resolution of the United States Congress, known as the Iraq Resolution. The U.S. claimed the intent was to disarm Iraq of weapons of mass destruction, to end Saddam Hussein's support for terrorism, and to free the Iraqi people. And so that... the beginning of the war in Iraq
right.
took place.
Yeah.
And it lasted from 2003 to 2011. And those are some of the world events of 2003.
Mm, yes.
So here's some of the movies. Let's get into some fun. Let's get into some fun things. So the movies.
Fun things. Cool things.
Cool things. Why we actually do what we do.
We should call this, we should change the name of this podcast.
To Cool
to
Things.
To Cool Things.
Volume 2, because it's so quirky and random.
What, I know,
where's
right?
Where's Volume 1?
You know what we should do, though?
What?
With Volume 2 is we should put Electric Boogaloo on the end of it, because that's so funny.
Please, stop yelling.
Sorry.
Please,
Steve.
Please. This is a small space, and you hurt my ears.
I'm sorry. You hurt my ears.
No.
The ears of our precious listeners.
Yes,
our
exactly.
precious listeners' precious ears.
Yes. So let's talk about some of the movies. I'll let you cool down for a second.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, which, much like its predecessors, won Buku Awards, but also we saw in the theaters.
That's right.
And it has like it, three different endings.
I remember that. That's another movie that always feels like it's newer than it is. Mm-hmm. 2002?
2003.
Yeah, never mind. We're not on that episode yet. Still, 2003.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm the same way with like Revenge of the Sith, which was like 2005, which actually I get confused and think it's 2003. So never mind.
Well, Attack of the Clones is 2002.
Right, Attack of the Clones.
So you're like, I always feel like it was... I just feel like I was older when I saw it in theaters.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl,
mm-hmm.
Old Boy, Love Actually, which is a good movie.
Yeah.
Kill Bill Volume 1, 13, that movie about like 13-year-old like promiscuous teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Elf, which for a few years I really like poo-pooed Elf, even though I liked
it.
It's just because the pandemonium surrounding it. Everybody quoted it all the time. We've mentioned this in several episodes that whenever there's so much fanfare around something and everybody ad nauseum memes out and quotes things, it really sours me on something.
Yeah, but it was more so, because this is another movie that is, it's going to be 20 years old this year, which you watch it and it feels evergreen. It feels kind of timeless. It doesn't feel like it's from 2003.
While also simultaneously doing, for me, one of the reasons I really love it is encapsulates Christmas time and that early 2000s. So it's while it feels evergreen, it's also simultaneously a product of its time in a lot of ways. But this is Jon Favreau directed it. Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Like in between old school and Anchorman when Will Ferrell was still finding his place inside of the grand, and he was on SNL, of course, classic SNL skits, but like in movies, stuff like that. But Elf, which I have come back around to, and outside of how people felt about it, I did like the movie, especially as a kid when we first saw it, like I loved it.
And that window of time you're referring to isn't right after it came out,
it's more so
like when we were in college,
and
we just. It was more so to do with people that I, at the time, found to be obnoxious, and they constantly quoted Elf, and I just associated it with them and stuff like that. And again, not fair standards to hold someone or something to.
Because it genuinely is a nice movie.
Yeah.
It's a great Christmas movie.
It is a classic.
And I really like it.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo,
another good movie.
Which has become a Disney Pixar classic. I haven't watched it in a long time because in my French class, my French 3 class, my junior year of high school, we just watched it all the time. Not even in French.
French 3? You're a bit of a lingual.
Parlez-vous français?
They could drop you in the middle of Montreal and you could be like, hey, what's happening?
What's happening?
In English.
Yeah. You guys hear about the death of Fred Barry rerun from What's Happening? SWAT.
Yeah.
Too Fast, Too Furious. The Last Samurai.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. A film that I thought was like the coolest movie I'd ever seen at that point when I first watched it in the sixth grade. And it started.
I don't know why. I don't know why. I think I was just thinking about a big old burp.
Oh, okay. I thought it was because we're off the heels of Last Samurai. And it sounds like I'm describing Last Samurai as I'm describing this movie now.
No.
But it helped kind of implant in my head what cool music is and what like this other type of music is out there. But in general, still. One of the best, coolest movies I've ever seen, School of Rock.
Oh, School of Rock. I love that movie. It's just, I mean, it's Jack Black.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black can do no wrong.
He's awesome.
Yeah, and it's just Jack Black at his most Jack Blackiest.
Mm-hmm.
And just the music is cool. The kids were my age when it came out.
We were older than they were.
Yeah, so it's like, that could be me.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was a really awesome, cool movie, which I still love to this day. Old School, which I just mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Lost in Translation. Daddy Daycare.
I like that movie.
I like Daddy Daycare. Mystic River.
I hate that movie. And not because it's not a good movie. I hate the ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it once. And I hate the ending so much, I refuse to watch it ever again.
Yeah,
that's ever fair. Again.
Mm-hmm. Here's a movie that you'll never refuse to watch. Underworld.
Oh, yeah.
With Kate Beckinsale.
Me, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
never
me.
Never seen it.
Me, yeah. How to Lose a Guy in...
me, yeah.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Uh-huh.
The Italian Job, which is a fun movie.
The remake.
A movie we watched not too long ago, like revisited for the first time since we were kids. And A, I forgot how much of it I remembered. And B, saw it in theaters.
Mm.
Holes.
Yeah,
Holes is great, and it holds
another
up.
Good soundtrack.
A great soundtrack. It holds up.
Holes.
Yeah, it really does hold up.
It
does. It's a really good movie. The Room. Now, I hate to be this way because I don't like when people are like, "Well, I knew it before everybody else did."
I'm not trying to be hipsters.
No, it's not at all. I'm just stating fact here. I remember watching Tim and Eric's awesome show, great job.
Yeah.
And like Tommy Wiseau showed up.
Yeah.
And they were,
I'm Pigman.
Yeah. And we were like, "Who is this guy?" We Googled him. This was like in 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
Googled him. We were like, he did a movie called The Room. And if you know us, we even did a podcast surrounding these types of movies.
Yeah.
We love shitty movies.
Love shitty movies.
Riffing shitty movies for the longest time. So we're like, oh my God. So I bought the DVD on Amazon, had to show people.
Yeah.
Like I watched it.
Loved it.
Exactly what I was looking for. Vanity projects.
Mm-hmm. It's someone who is so totally delusional.
Yep.
I love that kind of stuff.
And I've watched it countless times.
Sure.
And spent so those first few months of owning it, showing it to people. And then in the last 7 or 8 years, I would say maybe even earlier, it's really grown in popularity because it was like a cult classic. Like they do like screenings of it like they would the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We've been to one of
them. Screenings. Yeah.
But it still was fairly underground.
Sure.
And now everybody knows about it. And now it's everybody's reference for bad movies. Everybody references it all the time. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that.
No.
It just gets to be like, I don't know. When we know there's so much more you can reference and that's all anybody falls
there's
back
so
on.
There's so much more in that world.
It's like the Betty, like everybody referencing Betty White with old people stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't make them bad people. It doesn't make them uncreative. Some of them are, but it doesn't make them like, that's not what we're saying. It's just one of those things where I can't deny how frustrating it is when everybody references The Room with everything. And it's like, I am so past The Room. And again, I feel like I'm coming off like an asshole.
No, I know.
When saying all this stuff, because like we're really not going for that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying all that to say, we will never talk about The Room on this show.
No, and to be fair, when we got into it, I'm sure we were part of that wave that people like us, that like people like we're expressing, like people like us right now expressing how then everyone started watching it, and I'm sure we were part of that group for a lot of other people.
Yeah, and there's absolutely, if you're listening to this and you're getting, if it seems like we're coming off wrong, getting the wrong impression, there's absolutely nothing wrong with your love for how bad it is,
or
if you reference it, or blah, blah, blah. Nothing wrong.
We're just saying why we don't like it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And
which I guess sounds like we're saying it because of you who
it's absolutely not because of that. And I feel like that's more time we should have given to that one entry, but I don't know, I had to get that off my chest. It also explains, if anybody was wondering, if we would ever talk about The Room on Sucktastic or in Radcast Riffs, we'll never talk about The Room,
because and honestly I would even say because it's been done too much.
Just matter of
some
fact
sort of video on The Room or podcast episode on The Room. It's like there's really nothing we can say about it.
Big Fish. Bruce Almighty. Monster with Charlize Theron. Yeah. She received so much acclaim for how much she changed her physical appearance for that.
She transformed.
With also Christina Ricci is in it. Peter Pan, I remember when that came out with Jeremy Sumpter.
Yep.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Ended Sean Connery's career.
Yes, massive flop.
Yeah.
Trying to do the whole superhero adaptations or hero adaptations from graphic novels. It's an Alan Moore graphic novel. Also, to note, it was kind of the framing device for the 2003 MLB All-Star Game.
Was it really?
Sean Connery did a whole intro and everything.
Oh,
they were using clips
God.
From the movie. And then the first time they showed this documentary called Superheroes Unmasked was in promotion of League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Was it really?
Yeah, from the History Channel, Superheroes Unmasked with Keith David.
Yeah, which is a great
narrating. It's
documentary.
Awesome. But the first time it was ever aired, it was using League of Extraordinary Gentlemen as a promotional tool.
Oh, okay.
So Daredevil with Ben Affleck.
We did an episode on this podcast about the director's cut of that movie, giving it some love.
Yep, exactly. I like Daredevil.
I do too.
X-Men 2, X-2 X-Men United, which is a good movie. Matrix Reloaded.
I've never seen any of the Matrix movies.
I haven't either.
And I'm not in a hurry to either.
Yeah. Me neither.
Just saying, anyone that's going to suggest I watch them, I'm in no hurry.
Yeah. Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, Scary Movie 3, Secondhand Lions, Cheaper by the Dozen, Cold Mountain, Freaky Friday, Hulk, the Ang Lee Hulk.
Oh, yeah. Which is not a good movie.
No, it's super boring. The Rundown with The Rock and Sean William Scott and Ernie Reyes Jr.
Oh,
is in it too.
He is in that movie.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico, Bad Boys 2, The Matrix Revolutions, House of 1,000 Corpses, House of 1,000 Corpses, shitty movie. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the remake, the Platinum Dunes remake.
Shitty movie.
Yep. Brother Bear, Spy Kids 3D, which Brother Bear is the last, I believe it's the last film credit for Rick Moranis on IMDb.
Yep.
Spy Kids 3D, which we did on Sucktastic Cinema.
Yep.
Freddy vs. Jason, the long-awaited versus movie of two horror icons.
Which is very would you say it's polarizing?
It's polarizing, but also so many people like consider it a cult classic, and a lot of people like it.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm not. I have affection for those two movie franchises for different reasons.
Right.
But it wasn't directed by someone who knew anything about either one of them, so he made his own movie.
Right.
And that gets under my skin.
Yeah.
Anger Management, because it was something. Sorry. Because it was something like. So highly anticipated.
Yeah.
Something to just ultra fans of the franchise were waiting for. And then you give them something that wasn't even made by somebody who even up to that point cared about the franchises.
Right.
But that's partially on Robert Shea too.
Yeah.
The head honcho at New Line Cinema, who wanted somebody who had more of a style over the substance of the two properties.
It's just, that's something that you put in the hands of fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a fan needs to make it because it's for fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not trying to garner Oscar nominations. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is something that fans have been looking forward to, and they are the ones you're reaching for. Yeah. They're the ones you're trying to satisfy.
And the thing is, though, like, over the better part of the 20 years before it, maybe a little 15 years before they had fans doing treatments of scripts, but like it just ends up they just went with somebody who didn't know anything about either character.
Great.
Anger Management with Jack Nicholson and Marissa Tomei and Adam Sandler. What a Girl Wants with Amanda Bynes and Colin Firth. Seabiscuit, The Cat in the Hat, which we're doing on Sucktastic Cinema. Mona Lisa Smile, Looney Tunes.
She's got that Mona Lisa smile.
Yeah, exactly. Looney Tunes Back in Action, American Wedding, Johnny English, Under the Tuscan Sun, Something's Gotta Give, Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, Shanghai Nights, Bad Santa, Lara Croft Tomb Raider, Cradle of Life, Gothica, The Lizzie McGuire Movie, Malibu's Most Wanted.
Lazy McGuire's more like
it. That's what I'll say. A Mighty Wind.
A good movie.
Great movie.
Great soundtrack.
From the great Christopher Guest and his ensemble he uses. Genius folks. Yep. Geely, which is considered by most one of the worst movies of all time.
Uh-huh.
I think rightfully so.
Yep.
The Haunted Mansion, Eddie Murphy. Bringing Down the House, Queen Latifah and Steve Martin, which I remember watching it. Honey.
Honey.
with Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumberer, When Harry Met Lloyd.
Never seen it.
Age of Coney Banks, which we've done on this show and re-released on Sucktastic Cinema. Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde. Just Married, Grind. Winner of the 2003 Best Picture, Kangaroo Jack.
Kangaroo Jack. Anthony Anderson's my best friend.
Me too.
He said that in his Oscar acceptance speech.
And in all of his interviews when they interviewed
Jerry O'Connell. It's in his contract.
Yep. Uptown Girls, Jeepers Creepers 2, Dickie Roberts, former child star, which I remember liking that movie. Stuck on You, Radio, The Medallion, Hollywood Homicide with Josh Hartnett.
Yes.
Cradle to the Grave with Jet Li and DMX, La Divorce, Willard with Crispin Glover.
Right.
From Justin to Kelly, which is a shitty movie.
Great bad movie. I enjoy the background.
Yeah, exactly. My Boss's Daughter with Ashton Kutcher. Bulletproof Monk, Head of State, Chris Rock, A Guy Thing, Rugrats Go Wild, Pauly Shore is Dead, Piglet's Big Movie, Spy Mate, Pray for Rock and Roll, Just for Kicks, Three Blind Mice starring Edward Furlong, which that's what it took for Edward Furlong to be cast as a heartthrob in movies, Three Blind Mice.
Yep.
So those are the movies from 2003. Yes.
Just for Kicks, the Sprouse Boys movie.
Oh, we did that for, Sucktastic Cinema.
A lot of Sucktastic alums in there. So some of the albums that came out, I'm going to do just the album straight through, and then at the end, some of the popular songs of 2003. Ella Funk from the Black Eyed Peas.
Ah, big album.
Elephant from the White Stripes.
Ah, yes.
Fever to Tell from Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Youth and Young Manhood, Kings of Leon.
Oh, man.
Good album.
Mm-hmm.
Hail to the Thief, Radiohead. Transatlanticism, Death Cab for Cutie, another good album. Think Tank from Blur. Fallen from Evanescence, which had Going Under, Bring Me to Life, stuff like that. Meteora, Linkin Park.
Good album.
Good album. Room on Fire, The Strokes. The Meadowlands from The Wrens. Absolution from Muse. Shoots Too Narrow, The Shins. The Earth is Not a Cold Dead Place from Explosions in the Sky. Reality, David Bowie. Sing the Sorrow, AFI. Chain Gang of Love, The Ravenettes. Yeah, The Ravenettes. Final Straw from Snow Patrol. Give Up from the Postal Service. Deja and Tendu,
Brand New.
Another good album. Listen to that album a lot. Welcome Interstate Managers from Fountains of Wayne. The Wind from Warren Zevon. The Ugly Organ, Cursive. It Still Moves from My Morning Jacket. Deftones.
Deftones. I'm not a huge fan of that album, but one of my favorite Deftones songs is Minerva, which is on that album.
Yeah. Would you say it gets on your nerves?
keep going.
Tasty from Kellis. So Milkshake.
Oh, Kalise.
Kalise, yeah. Speaker Box / The Love Below from Outkast.
Nice. Roses is a great song.
Yep.
And Hey Ya.
Of course. A Mark, A Mission, A Brand, A Scar from Dashboard Confessional. The Black Album from Jay-Z. Waking the Fallen from Avenged Sevenfold. Dangerously in Love from Beyonce. Good Morning from Alkaline Trio. Phantom Power from Super Furry Animals. Try This from Pink. Take This to Your Grave, Fallout Boy.
Oh, man.
Middle school, baby.
Middle school. Take This to Your Grave and From Under the Cork Tree.
Yep.
Huge albums for us in middle school.
Oh, yeah. Vaudeville Villain from MF Doom. Get Rich or Die Trying, 50 Cent. The Owners from Gangstar. Seven's Travels, Atmosphere. Bazooka Tooth from Aesop Rock. Shadows on the Sun, Brother Ali. Boy in the Corner, Dizzy Rascal. Trap Music from T.I., Monster by Killer Mike, Deliverance from Bubba Sparks, This Is Not a Test from Missy Elliott, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee Missy Elliott, Revolutionary Volume 2, Immortal Technique, Chicken and Beer from Ludacris, Chris Stiles from KRS-One, Hope from Nonprofits, Beg for Mercy from G-Unit, La Bella Mafia from Lil' Kim, Grand Champ by DMX.
Yeah.
Body Language from Kylie Minogue. Reality from David Bowie. American Life from Madonna. In the Zone, Britney Spears. 0304 from Jewel. Heavier Things, John Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
Good album. Say You Will by Fleetwood Mac. Saint Anger from Metallica.
Yeah, baby.
Frantic,
tick, 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 tick,
North, Elvis Costello, Hotel Paper from Michelle Branch, which has Are You Happy Now on it.
Ah, yeah.
Liz Phair from Liz Phair, which I'm pretty sure it has that song Why Can't I Breathe on it. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Which it didn't, that didn't show up in the popular songs of the 2000s.
I think it's that one. If not that, it's 2001.
Yeah. But Liz Phair. Yeah. Liz Phair. To Whom It May Concern, Lisa Marie Presley, Chariot, and Gavin DeGraw.
Ah, yep.
Frank, Amy Winehouse.
Did you say from Lisa Marie Presley?
Yeah.
The late
Lisa Marie Presley.
Rest in peace, Lisa Marie Presley.
The Soul Sessions, Joss Stone. Love and Life, Mary J. Blige. Seal 4 from Seal.
Yeah, baby.
Worldwide Underground from Erykah Badu. The Diary of Alicia Keys from Alicia Keys. Chocolate Factory from R. Kelly. Thankful, Kelly Clarkson, which wasn't that in 2004?
That was another album.
Okay, that's what I thought, because like Kelly Clarkson had an album in 2004 as well.
Yeah.
So, Chapter 2.
A part of her recording contract she got for American Idol required her to do two albums.
Chapter 2 from Ashanti. Leave a Whisper, Shinedown, which has Fly from the Inside on it.
Okay, yep.
Metamorphosis from Hilary Duff. And The Long Road from Nickelback. So some songs, some of the popular songs in 2003. Mm-hmm. Milkshake from Khalees.
Yeah.
Bring Me to Life, Evanescence. Yeah. Where Is the Love, Black Eyed Peas. Magic Stick, Lil' Kim. In Those Jeans from Genuine. Right There from Chingy.
Yeah.
Rock With You, Aw Baby from Ashanti. Crazy in Love from Beyonce.
Yeah.
Massive song. Breaking the Habit from Linkin Park. Into Club from 50 Cent. So Gone from Monica. Stand Up from Ludacris. Hey Ya and The Way You Move from Outkast.
Yeah.
Stacey's Mom, Fountains of Wayne.
Of course.
Great song.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the music video.
Course,
very well.
Of course.
And then Come Clean, Hilary Duff, and Someday from Nickelback.
Yeah. Some big songs, some big albums. Here's some big-ass television.
Give me a big-ass TV.
So with TV, I'm going to say some of the... There's a couple events that happened with television.
Yes.
But I'm going to say the shows that premiered in the 2000s, and then I'm going to say the shows that ended in the 2000s. And when we give,
2003.
In 2003. So the shows that started in 2003, the shows that ended in 2003. The shows that ended in 2003 will only be shows that started earlier than the 2000s.
Yeah.
Because, and we've mentioned this in all of our other episodes, if they started in the 2000s, we'll get to them in the first aired section when we get to that year. So some of the shows or some of the events, there's an event that happened in 2003.
Yes.
The new TNN relaunches as Spike TV.
Oh, yeah.
Spike TV. And watched several shows on Spike TV.
Of course.
The man's channel. For men, by men and other women.
Yeah.
There was a lot of programming that started in 2003 that was going on Spike TV to help launch it.
Yeah.
Part of that was Monday Night Raw was on Spike TV until 2005.
Yeah.
And also TNA would end up on Spike TV.
In 2004.
Yeah. So the new TNN launches Spike TV. High School Reunion on the WB.
Yeah.
What?
Happened to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if it was on like
network television,
network TV, like the local channels and stuff, we watched it.
Yeah.
Wife Swap,
The
High
Bachelor.
School Reunion. We didn't watch a whole lot of The Bachelor.
We watched a few seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette just because it was on.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, what else am I going to do? We can't play video games.
I guess we could have read.
Not at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Hmm. Like, there's not a bad time to read a good book.
Yeah, but when you're 11 years old,
it's very true.
I read at school.
You also, homework, and we did have a certain amount of time to read after homework.
Yeah.
But, like, when it hit 5, 6 o'clock, you want to watch television.
It's true, and we were only allowed to play video games on the weekends.
No video games, no computer.
Yeah.
On weekdays.
Yeah.
So we could have watched movies that we owned, which we did.
Yeah.
When we started getting box sets, we watched those, which we did. But, like...
Yeah. I don't know. It's you want to have TV on.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
Put on whatever was on TV.
Yep.
And we thoroughly enjoyed these shows for some reason.
Yeah. I was thinking about that show, High School Reunion, probably a couple months. I don't know what brought it up.
They never got a second season.
No.
I guess they all lived happily ever after.
I guess so.
The Berenstain Bears, which this was the early 2000s iteration of it, because in the 70s they had Berenstain Bears cartoons.
Yeah.
Joe Millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
The Surreal Life.
Yes,
when he was on the WB.
I love that first season of The Surreal Life. You want to talk about, like, I got exactly what I wanted out of it, and I've since watched every season, except they don't have season two streaming anywhere because Ron Jeremy was on that season.
Yeah, right.
Or Fame Games because he was on that season as well.
Right.
But I've watched every season that's streaming
several times.
Yeah. And that first season was like, everyone liked each other and got along, and there were some bits of drama,
right?
But you know, after season one, they're like, okay, we gotta get some more problematic people in here, or some more clashing of personalities, because we don't want everything to be hunky dory. We want drama. It's reality TV,
and we can only do so much on the WB.
It's very true.
So they moved it to VH1.
Yep.
And it definitely got more dramatic.
I'll say.
That's So Raven with Raven Simone.
Yeah.
The Chappelle Show, which we've already referenced several times.
Yep.
Mythbusters, that's a fun show. Penn and Teller Bullshit, that's another fun show. Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Fresh Off the Man Show.
Yeah. Are You Hot? A show where judges Lorenzo Lamas and Rachel Hunter judge contestants on the sole criteria of their physical attractiveness.
Yep, I remember it.
And the 2000s, actually the first 10 years of the 2000s were just the Wild West of so many non-PC things.
Yeah, exactly.
Even as late as 2008 with like parental control.
Oh yeah.
Like on MTV.
Yeah. It's just it's this surface level, just complete shallow bullshit, and we watched all of it.
Oh, of course, of course. Power Rangers Ninja Storm, The Venture Brothers, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here,
Some of these shows I saw on for 2002.
Yeah, well,
but whatever.
I looked on Wikipedia, which is an authority on accuracy.
I was on IMDb.
The Ali G Show. Real Time with Bill Maher. My Big Fat Greek Life, which is a spinoff of My Big Fat Greek Wedding on CBS.
Yeah.
Didn't last long. Oliver Bean on Fox.
Mr. Bean.
Not Mr. Bean.
Oh.
Punked.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
You've been punked.
Yeah.
That became a verb.
Yep.
Wanda at Large on Fox with Wanda Sykes. Mm-hmm. America's Most Talented Kids. American Chopper.
Oh, yeah. Kids working on motorcycles.
It's not colon American Chopper.
Oh,
it's
right.
Not America's Most Talented Kids, colon American Chopper.
Oh, right, right.
It's two separate things.
Ah.
MXC, Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Love
on Spike
MXC.
TV. Definitely would not fly today.
No.
However, at that time, as a 12-year-old, it was hilarious. I mean, it's still parts of it
I can still watch
now.
Old episodes and be like, ugh, can't do that today, but it's really funny.
Yep. All Grown Up, which was the sequel series to Rugrats. Jim Rome Is Burning. Trading Spaces, Boys vs. Girls. America's Next Top Model. Last Comic Standing, which there's a lot of big-name comedians now who competed on Last Comic Standing. American Juniors, which is a spinoff of American Idol, but a competition was held. It was a competition held to put together a singing group.
Oh, okay.
One of them is one of the winners was actress Lucy Hale, who's on Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, Stripperella.
Stanley presents Stripperella.
Yeah. Gary the Rat, Dead Like Me, Spider-Man, the new animated series on MTV, Who Wants to Marry My Dad, Queer Eye, Teen Titans, Nip Tuck, Reno 911, The O.C., I Love the 70s, which we watched all of I Love the 70s, Newlyweds, Nick and Jessica, The Joe Schmo Show, The Ellen DeGeneres Show, Whoopi, Romeo, Carnival, Lilo and Stitch the Series, Las Vegas, Two and a Half Men, Joan of Arcadia.
Oh, yeah, 2003.
Yeah. Hope and Faith on ABC. Mm-hmm. Cold Case, Karen Sisko with Carla Gugino.
All right, that's right.
Room Raiders.
Another absurd, so much fun to watch. Like, another absurd MTV reality show.
Viva La Bam, Wild Boys, Arrested Development.
Genius.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of its time.
Yep. Dirty Jobs, Star Wars Clone Wars, The Simple Life, The Tracy Morgan Show, and Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Okay.
Some television shows that were ending. Win Ben Stein's Money, Oz on HBO, mm-hmm. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Touched by an Angel, 120 Minutes on MTV.
Uh-huh.
Dawson's Creek, Supermarket Sweep, Say What Karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Futurama, which returned in 2008.
Say What Karaoke. It's all coming back to me now.
Cool at Celine Dion.
Okay.
Futurama, which returned in 2008. Little Bear on Nick Jr. Mm-hmm. Family Guy, which returned in 2005.
Yep.
Dexter's Lab and Just Shoot Me.
All right. 2003, yeah, baby. Okay, so some sports.
Mm.
So, Super Bowl 37, the Buccaneers beat the Raiders. So that's for the 2002 season.
Right.
And then we covered the Patriots and Panthers for the 2003 season.
Yeah.
In 2004. The MVP was Dexter Jackson. Jamal Lewis set the NFL single game record for rushing yards, 295. Sammy Sosa hits his 500th career home run off Scott Sullivan of the Reds in the seventh inning at Great American Ballpark, becoming only the 18th player in Major League Baseball history to hit 500 or more home runs, as well as the first Hispanic to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Clemens becomes the 21st pitcher in history to win 300 games and only the third pitcher to record 4,000 strikeouts as he defeats the Cardinals 5-2. The 2003 World Series, the Marlins beat the Yankees in six games. Rafael Palmeiro hits his 500th career home run. And let me start by telling you this. Famous purger,
famous perjurer,
Rafael Palmeiro. In the NBA Finals, the Spurs beat the Nets in six. And Tim Duncan, who nearly scores a quadruple double in the deciding game six, is named Finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Godly. In the NCAA Championship, the Syracuse Orange beat the Kansas Jayhawks. Pretty sure that was the Syracuse team that Carmelo Anthony was on.
Ah.
In hockey, the Art Ross Trophy, which is the NHL's leading scorer during the regular season, goes to Peter Forsberg.
Mm.
Hart Trophy for the NHL's most valuable player goes to Peter Forsberg. Mm. Stanley Cup, which goes to the NHL's most valuable team.
Of course.
But it was the Devils beating the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim before they were just the Ducks.
Yeah.
In seven games. Conn Smythe Trophy winner was Jean-Sébastien Giguère. So the goalie for the Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Conn Smythe winner was on the losing team.
And he looks, if you watch the footage of him getting it from Gary Bateman, he looks thrilled.
Yes, like I'd rather be hoisting that Stanley, that cup over there. And then wrestling, some wrestling stuff.
Yes, wrestling.
Yes, I love wrestling. Oh man, I had more like wrestling awards, but I think I deleted those. Oh well, WrestleMania 19.
Yeah.
So we had that on DVD, watched it a whole bunch. The theme for it was Crack Addict by Limp Bizkit.
Of course.
It was at Safeco Field.
It was at Safeco Field. A really cool set and all that stuff.
Some key marquee matches were Chris Jericho versus Shawn Michaels, which still, my opinion, is the best match on the card. Vince McMahon versus Hulk Hogan in a street fight.
Story-wise,
told a
one
good
of the
story.
Best.
Yeah. Yeah. Triple H versus Booker T, which was a super racist angle.
Yep, Booker
Triple
T
H is not racist,
right?
But the angle was so clearly racist, and Booker T should have won. Just drop it to him the next night on Raw. What, like, have Booker win, and maybe through some sort of chicanery, Triple H gets it back. But Booker should have won as a culmination of that storyline.
Well, either way, you're shitting on Booker T, especially the way that you've built that story.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit if Triple H is a heel. WrestleMania is the blow-off of so many things like that. That, like, if you're going to build him as such just a shitty heel,
or
just like a
just a complete asshole,
you just have the hero prevail.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you need to go anywhere else after that.
Yeah.
Like, if you're building it like that and you are clearly showing the audience yeah. that this person is this way against yeah. this person who happens to be a person of yeah. color, like, have Booker T win and yeah. beat the rich bad guy.
I've yet to hear a satisfying explanation no. from, like, Bruce Pritchard or anyone
he completely tries
that match.
To talk
oh, man, it's complete
it.
Carny bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, it's complete, I don't want to admit that we did the wrong thing there. So
yeah.
he tries to... He's like the artful dodger, Jim mm-hmm. Cornette calls him.
Yeah.
He's trying to twist it in ways that make it sound like it wasn't racist or, mm-hmm. well, it made sense for Triple H to win because of X, Y, and Z. It's like, no, Booker T should have won, and it was racist.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Stone Cold versus The Rock in their yeah. final match at WrestleMania.
Their best of their three.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of their other two. I think they're kind of boring.
Yeah, agreed. And then the main event was Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar, where it should be remembered for how amazing of a match it was.
It was.
Which it is. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, people remember it for being a great match. But it's mainly remembered for the big high spot at the end where Brock Lesnar tries to do a shooting star press, which is, if you don't know, it's a move done off the top rope. It's very impressive, but Brock Lesnar is also pushing 300 pounds.
It's like an inverted backflip.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And he lands on his head and
yeah.
basically knocked himself out, and they had to end the match quicker than they would have liked to.
Yeah.
And then the Miller Lite Catfight Girls.
Yeah. Trust me, I mean, I did not like that.
Sure.
So.
But and then there was no Hall of Fame.
Yeah. The first match kicked it. I think the first Rey Mysterio versus Matt
yeah.
Hardy kicked off
yeah.
the event
and then,
really
and
well.
And then obviously there was that, and then there was a handicap match between The Undertaker versus The A-Train and Big Show. Yeah. It was supposed to be a tag team match with this guy Nathan Jones they brought in, but even after months of training, just to do the bare minimum,
yeah.
they saw that he was not taking to wrestling
yeah.
at all.
The most notable thing about that was Limp Bizkit played The Undertaker
yeah.
to the ring
yep.
With their Grammy Award-winning Rock and Roll Hall of Fame-worthy song, Rollin'.
Yep.
Which
it was
I
so
love.
Romantic.
But yes, those were wrestling events.
And
some sports. Of course, you see where my brain was at.
Yes.
So those were sports and wrestling events
yeah.
there. Some of the video games to cap off this 2003 episode. The year that Matt and I got our PlayStation 2
yeah.
for our 12th birthday,
yep.
things changed after that.
Oh, yeah.
Square Enix is formed. It's the merging of two different companies.
Right.
Nintendo releases the Game Boy Advance. Stops production on the Game Boy Color.
You're more thorough with the video game stuff.
I
just list the video games that came out.
I would say you're a little more thorough on the sports because you do college sports as well. And I'm like, ooh, I completely skipped college sports.
We're both bad at this.
We are not bad at it.
I just do things
differently.
Yeah, yeah.
So Nintendo stops production on the NES and the SNES,
mm-hmm.
Super Nintendo, and
yeah.
then the original Nintendo Entertainment System, which I'm surprised it went that long.
2003.
They still
yeah.
produced in some capacity, at least in some
yeah.
places in the world, Super Nintendos and regular
yeah.
Nintendos.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and then the PSP prototype shown by Sony. PlayStation Portable, for those
yes.
for you noobs out there.
For the uninitiated.
Yes.
For the noobs.
Dead or Alive, Extreme Beach Volleyball, Devil May Cry 2,
mm-hmm.
Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell on Windows, MLB 2004.
Had it.
Our first sports game on there.
Yep.
On PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire. Piglet's Big Game. WWE Crush Hour, which
yeah.
was a monster truck WWE game. Batman Dark Tomorrow on GameCube.
Ugh.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Age of Heroes. Burnout 2, Point of Impact. GTA Vice City on Windows. I almost said on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So Grand Theft Auto Vice
yeah.
City on Windows. Donkey Kong Country on Game Boy Advance. Stuntman, Wario World. It auto-corrected to Warrior World.
Wario
World.
Wario the Warrior in the Warrior
yeah.
World.
Exactly. Simpsons Road Rage.
Yes.
I don't care how many people say it's just a reskinned Crazy Taxi.
Who cares?
That was the first game we ever had on PlayStation
yeah,
2, and
played
we
it so
loved
much.
It.
Yep.
And yes, Simpsons Hit and Run, which is later on down the line here
yeah.
in 2004, is probably a better game.
Yeah.
But Simpsons Road Rage is absolute classic
oh,
for us.
Oh, it's so fun.
NCAA Football 2004, Mario Golf, Toadstool Tour, Aquaman Battle for Atlantis, which is considered one of the worst games, one of the worst superhero games of all time. But Ugly Martians, Zoomer Doom.
We are the Martians, the But Ugly Martians.
Silent Hill 3, Soul Calibur 2, WrestleMania 19, WWE WrestleMania 19 on GameCube, Banjo-Kazooie, Grunty's Revenge, Dino Crisis 3, NASCAR Thunder 2004, Simpsons Hit and Run, which I mentioned earlier, NHL 2004, which had a great soundtrack on it, Star Wars Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy on Windows, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2004, Backyard Wrestling, Don't Try This at Home. Sonic Advance on the Nokia N-Gage.
Yeah, baby. I say yeah like I played it. I didn't play that game.
Right. But the Nokia N-Gage, which was Nokia trying to get their hands inside of video game handheld systems.
Yes.
Mega Man X7, Attack and the Power of Juju, SSX.
Jesus.
SSX. There's too many of the same consonant sounds.
You're really pissing me off.
SSX3. ESPN NBA Basketball. Time Crisis 3. WWE SmackDown. Here Comes the Pain.
Ah, great game.
Who many consider, I'm not one of them, but who many consider the greatest wrestling game of all time. I would say that from the point of view of not the greatest one I ever played. I think we didn't play it until after we played the shit out of SmackDown vs. Raw.
Yeah,
and we bought,
Shut Your Mouth.
And Shut Your Mouth. We bought it used. The roster is unbelievable,
Insane.
Which is great. It definitely adds on to the features that you could have done inside of a SmackDown game.
Right.
And for so many reasons, it is one of the greatest. And everybody's merit, it has its merits, and everybody's completely justified in calling it the greatest. Me, as a 14-year-old playing it after playing these other games, I was a little disappointed.
Sure.
It didn't reach the expectation that I set for it based upon the expectations others set up for it. I still liked it, though, and it is still undeniably a classic.
Yeah.
So there's WWE SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain, Tony Hawk's Underground, PlayStation 2, Harry Potter, Quidditch World Cup, a game that universally is known to have been a cause, GTA 3.
GTA 3. That is the most inside of inside jokes.
Exactly. And as they say on the internet, the real ones know. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
If I say GTA 3's got been a cause.
GTA 3's got been a cause.
SpongeBob SquarePants. It's a football game. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants, Battle for Bikini Bottom. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. Medal of Honor, Rising Sun. The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
Ratchet and Clank, Going Commando. Mario Kart Double Dash, and Sonic Heroes.
All right.
Those were some of those notable things in 2003. Just to wrap it up, all of those things, as we mentioned in the beginning, celebrate their 20th anniversaries here in 2023. And this is our anniversary of last week, commemorating 1 week ago, putting out an episode.
We did it.
By putting out another episode.
So many things have happened.
Exactly. But as always, thank you all for listening. Thank you for listening to 2004 and to all of our other episodes. I know it's been kind of a slow start here in 2023 for us. We will pick it up, and we will keep chugging along.
Yep.
Not without the support of all of you lovely people. So thank you as always, and until the next time,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you could be rad? We'll see you next time. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
This concludes our broadcast day.